Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Brian Vittori took 5 wickets as Pakistan lost their last 7 for 48 runs on day 3 of the second and final test against Zimbabwe in Harare. With Pakistan bowled out for 230 in reply to Zimbabwe's 294, Zimbabwe's top order then set about extending their hard-earned first innings advantage of 64. They progressed well for the most part, but 3 late wickets let Pakistan back into the contest to ensure that a series that has been unexpectedly competitive so far remains so. Zimbabwe will resume tomorrow on 121 for 4. Vittori's 5-wicket haul was his first in Test match cricket. As predicted last night, a matter of just 15.1 overs of play were possible at Edgbaston before the third one-day international between England and Australia was abandoned due to rain. In that time, England had limped to 59 for 3, losing the wickets of Michael Carberry, Kevin Peterson and Joe Root. However, after rain initially delayed the start, it cleared for little more than an hour before returning, settling in for the afternoon to prevent any further play. Australia remain 1-0 ahead in the series with 2 matches still to play. Better weather elsewhere, where South Africa women cruised to a 9-wicket win over Bangladesh women in the first 2020 international in Potchefstroom. After restricting Bangladesh to just 72 for 4, Trisha Chetty with 32 not out and Mignon Dupre with 29 not out guided South Africa home with more than 5 overs to spare. Marceline Daniels and Dani van Niekerk took 1 for 4 and 1 for 14 respectively to lead South Africa's bowling effort as Bangladesh failed to score with any fluency.